So, Conchetta, I hear you had an incredible time in Atlanta. You say it was the best reception so far. What can you tell us about what happened? What happened out there?
Well, I came up the hill, and, you know, everyone was clapping for me. There's probably about 30 people standing outside City Hall clapping. And
wait, 30?
And, I mean, 30 people, yes. And police stopped the traffic and, you know, helped me cross the road there. So it was really, really awesome.
Wow. You said something about a banner. They had a banner there?
Yeah, well, so I kind of met them all outside, and then we all walked inside to the atrium, this is the first time I've ever actually been inside the City Hall. And they had a podium set up, and they had a big welcome banner that said, "Welcome to the National Bicycle Greenway," hanging up from the five-story atrium there.
Really?
And, I mean, everyone gathered around, and they did video, and they did cameras and everything. I mean.
Wow. You say that people spoke as well?
Yeah, three people spoke, some of the commissioners from the different places here. I'm sorry, I don't remember their names. And then I spoke as well. And, I mean, they just kind of went over, like, all the initiatives that Atlanta City is trying to enforce, you know, to make it a more bike-friendly place. And, you know, it was really, really awesome.
Did you talk about the rumble strips?
I talked about the rumble strips, and they are aware of that. And I guess now they have a policy in place that says that they don't put rumble strips across the entire lane. They only put it about, you know, they leave, like, maybe a foot of room on the other side of the rumble strips for biking and pedestrians. So that's perfect, because that way the rumble strips are in between the traffic and the bicyclist. So honestly, that is the key way of doing it, in my opinion.
It's a good way to do it unless you're on a trike.
Yeah, unless you're on a trike. Well, you're on your own if you're on a trike.
Right. And they've got some really great trails out there, and I would suspect and think that a lot of people are on them. A situation where it looked like we had a slain policeman and all the city resources were taken up with that, to discovering that the transportation department really was concerned about their bad reputation as being a poor biking city to this.
Right. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, definitely the best one so far.
So was it worth it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, it's all worth it.
I mean, was it worth driving on those roads where you feared for your life?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all about learning, you know, learning the different areas and what they have to offer and what they don't have to offer. And Georgia definitely has the rumble strips not to offer. So
so you've totally been treated like the red carpet treatment since you've gotten up into Atlanta, huh? Wow.
Yeah. I'm definitely not used to that, so.
So how long did you speak for?
I spoke for maybe just a minute or so.
Go ahead. You spoke for a minute.
I was just going to say, maybe a minute, and the other people probably spoke for a couple minutes each. So
And
it was all pretty short.
Was the press there and TV?
Yeah,
news?
They did a little bit of an interview with me afterwards, just talking about like my injury and how I got into cycling, and you know, asked me if there was one tip I could give to anyone out there, you know, about cyclists, what would it be? And I told them, don't honk at them.
don't honk at them.
Don't honk at the cyclist.
And then in terms of red car, bike like a king.
Oh my goodness! They gave me aero bars, and they changed my this friendly guy, the technician there named Chad. He replaced my back tire, put the aero bars on, fixed my triple chain because I was having some trouble shifting, and changed my brake pads. I mean, cleaned it up really nicely. Just all kinds of things. He spent 3 hours working on my bicycle today. So
wow, I understand. Yeah. Understand also that a lot of this is being organized by Fred Fox out that way.
Yeah,
your host. Your host.
That's right.
So has he been treating you like the royalty that truly you are? Because you're riding for the NVG?
I guess so, yes. I guess that makes me royalty. It's kind of strange still, but I'm getting treated that way. So.
Can you put him on the line for just a moment?
I sure can. Hold on just a
moment.
Well, there, potentate.
Hey, Fred, you're on live. You're on the radio.
I said that knowing that this would be an MP3.
So you know you're...
Hey, I'll remember that.
So you know you're online, huh?
I know.
We're recording. Everything you speak will be held against you, Fred.
I understand.
So are you having a blast out there, guy?
Martin, listen to me. In light of the fact that I am being recorded, let me say something. Because you and I laugh a whole lot. We have a great time with this. It's tremendously rewarding. But in all sincerity, you are to be greatly applauded for what you the warmth and hospitality that you initiated through your sole efforts for Metropolitan City of Atlanta. That would not have occurred if you had not known what to do and how to pull it off. And she was treated like royalty. And if she does not come back next year, Atlanta, you're going to make Atlanta angry.
Wow. Well, I thank you for the comments and compliments, Fred. Part of the consciousness of shifting people to start thinking that we can connect cities to one another with safe, bikeable roads and paths. You know,
you got it. You're right. You're so right.
Yeah. But thanks so much for taking care of Conchetta like you've been taking care of her. I understand that she's got her own apartment in the basement of your house down there.
Kathy and I are honored to have her, just to get to know her a little bit and be supportive. We're blessed.
Great. So you're having a good time. Conchetta's having a good time. You've got Conchetta's and yourself are going to be at Roswell's NBG Day tomorrow. That's going to be pretty exciting stuff, huh?
Yeah, and she was invited to the first inaugural mayor's race of Roswell, as I think you know, and she may have talked about this on the earlier portion of the MP3. Not only that, but many of the local cyclists are hearing of her and are coming around, trying to get in touch with her to ride with her on Sunday morning at the first inaugural Roswell mayor's race. Jerry Wood, the mayor.
You mean mayor's ride?
There's right. I'm sorry.
It's not a race. Okay. Okay.
I'm in error. You're right.
You got a race on your mind.
I know.
Wow. So you've really been driving this thing out a lot. I think our listeners should take our hat off to Fred Fox with a P. And it's begun to take, and making it worthy for us to come up to Atlanta, which I've come to find out is the biggest state in the state east of the Mississippi.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Yes, square mileage, and it's great terrain. I mean, we've got everything from the south end almost of the Blue Ridge Parkway, which is one of the greatest rides in the country, cyclists, those of you who are listening, and the and arduous as well. But all the way to the beaches in the area around Savannah down to St. Simons. It's a great state for riding. No matter what terrain you feel partial towards, it's here.
Okay, so you live outside of the Beltway in Atlanta, in Roswell, or real close, that is.
Correct.
So now that you've seen the kind of reception that Conchetta got in Atlanta, biking infrastructure, are you going to keep an eye on them, make sure that they walk the talk of that, and maybe even bike Atlanta once in a while?
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Fred, it's been great talking to you, guy. It really has. As you intimated, I thank you for taking care of Conchetta. It's looking like probably I'll be talking with you, maybe, and or Conchetta probably come Sunday or so. For the time being, I'm going to sign off and say thanks for a great interview. And you're the best, guy.
Thanks. And listen, y'all who are listening to this, I encourage you to get it, to jump on this. It's a wonderful experience, and I thank you all in advance, those of you who are thinking about it and decide to do so. Take care, y'all.
All right. Thanks, Fred.